Wisconsin's Department of Health Services released a plan yesterday to reopen the state's economy and ease stay-at-home restrictions in three phases. The plan, being called the Badger Bounce Back, is based in part on guidelines released last week by President Trump's coronavirus task force. During a video press conference announcing the plan, Governor Evers reiterated that steps toward resuming normal activities need to be balanced with public health.
No one wants to reopen our economy as much as I do, but folks, like I've said before, it has to be more like turning a dial than flipping a light switch. And that's why safer at home is so important, so that we can continue to make sure our healthcare workers and system aren't overwhelmed while we're taking important steps to be able to turn down that dial safely and sooner.
As of today, over 4,600 people in Wisconsin have tested positive for COVID-19. 242 have died from the disease. More than 46,000 Wisconsinites have tested negative. Rob Mentzer is WPR's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. Rob, good to have you back.
Hey, thanks.
Well, there's a lawsuit from Republican leaders in the legislature against the extended safer at home order. We're going to talk about that on the show tomorrow. Let's dig into this plan now from the governor and the Department of Health Services. What does phase one look like in this multi-phase plan?
So the first thing to note is that phase one doesn't start until Wisconsin has hit certain metrics, including 14-day declines in positive cases or in sort of flu-like cases. So Wisconsin has a decline in positives today compared to yesterday, but yesterday was an increase. So that's like, so it's a couple weeks away before even the first phase would start. What phase one looks like in this, the governor's plan is gatherings of up to 10 people would be allowed. Restaurants would be allowed to open as long as they follow social distancing requirements. And all schools and childcare centers would open in phase one.
Let's talk about the preliminaries, what would happen before each phase is progressed to. There's a federal guideline for states to use. How closely does Wisconsin's plan match up with what is coming from the federal government?
Pretty closely. This is so the Trump administration put out guidelines on this on Thursday. They have exactly the same guidance on the 14-day declines. They explicitly say that hospitals can't be overwhelmed. There needs to be enough capacity in hospitals outside of ICUs and so on. The governor adopted that language exactly. And then some other some other things. Healthcare workers need to have robust access to testing. The governor did set some more ambitious goals when it comes to availability of tests for Wisconsinites, and also outlined a plan to hire 1,000 people to do contact tracing, which is the way public health officials track, hopefully contain any new outbreaks. So, there are some differences, but the reality is that the plans are very similar, and in many respects, Governor Evers is following the White House guidance.
So we talk a little bit about phase one, and then phase two and phase three, as I read it, Rob, take steps from where we are at phase one and bring us closer one step at a time to normal, quote unquote. Is that right?
Right. That's right. Yeah. Phase two, you can have gatherings of up to 50 people. Restaurants are open at full capacity. Bars are open with social distancing requirements. And phase three, pretty much everything is open. Now, what is significant, or what we, it needs to be understood, is that the order specifically says that the state is going to use up-to-date data and decide when it's appropriate to progress. It doesn't lay out any kind of like specific timeline on exactly when we would move from one to the next. So there's a roadmap here, but what there is not is a strict time on when it would happen.
Talking to Rob Mentzer, WPR rural communities reporter based in Wausau, about Governor Evers and the Department of Health Services plan to work Wisconsin back toward a more normal economy. Rob, what's been the response to this from Republicans in particular?
Well, I mean, of course, so Republicans have filed the lawsuit today that they had threatened on this. And that was the response even yesterday afternoon that, you know, we're moving forward with our legal challenge against these restrictions. I have seen some Republican legislators making statements questioning the for instance, the feasibility of the contact tracing plan or of the necessity of scaling up testing, as the governor has called for. A bunch of assembly Republicans also signed onto a letter last week that outlined a 4-week plan that would open all businesses and all, you know, allow all social gatherings by the third week in May. So that may be if we're looking at sort of polls, that's kind of a spectrum of where politicians in Wisconsin stand, I guess.
And one concern I know that's been raised is the idea that, hey, do we need a one-size-fits-all approach here when some counties are really hard hit? Some counties haven't had a positive test yet. What's been that? What's been the talk about maybe a more tailored regional or county-by-county or whatever kind of approach?
Right. This is something that Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald has explicitly made reference to, and other Republican leaders. They hold the view that in some of the more rural counties where the numbers are lower, that that there should be flexibility to open things up sooner. The governor addressed that explicitly yesterday in the press conference by saying that it may be true in some respects, but a lot of times the rural counties also have fewer resources to deal with an outbreak in terms of hospital beds and so on. And I think also, I mean, like we all know it, people move throughout the state. I mean, we're coming into the tourist season where people from the southern part of the state travel up north, and we'll see what happens, but it would seem reasonable to expect that type of movement could lead to more outbreaks in rural parts of the state.
As we wrap up, Rob, what are you watching for next in this story that changes in many ways from day to day?
Well, so there is the legal challenge. As we saw with the spring election, the state Supreme Court has a conservative majority. It is reasonable to think that they may be sympathetic to the legislature's arguments on this. The nature of that is the lawsuit in particular is not challenging the state of emergency that extends through May 11th. So one thing to watch or possible way that this could go is that we could see a court decision that chooses to unwind or overturn some of the restrictions after that public health emergency expires on May 11th.
Rob, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Rob Mentzer, WPR's rural communities reporter based in Wausau. He talked with us about the Badger Bounce Back, a plan put forth by the State Department of Health Services to gradually reopen Wisconsin's economy in three phases. Some changes already coming in safer at home orders after the extension begins at the end of this week going into the weekend. We'll keep following that story, including watching for the progress of that lawsuit Rob was talking about in the state Supreme Court.